you down.
I know. Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Good morning and welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Now for today's show, here's attorney Ethel Mitchell.
Hello? This is attorney Ethel Mitchell, and I want to welcome you back to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We're having a very, very good and interesting conversation with Mr. Nicholas Abrams. He is a financial advisor who is telling us how to make college a reality, and that's really, really important. He's given us very practical, down-to-earth information. And, you know, we've got an expert here, so please call in. Stacy Royster, my executive producer, is here waiting to receive your phone calls. Give us a call at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Mr. Abrams can be reached. He has two offices in Columbia, Maryland, and also one in Washington, D.C. His phone number is 410-740-6844. So, Nicholas, we were talking, you explained to us how what's called 529 plans work. And I want to make it very clear to my listening audience that these are all over the United States.
Oh, yes.
So, because I have people, I have people calling from, even when I'm off the air, they'll call in from Mississippi, from Tennessee, from, you know, Alabama, from all over. So every state has one of these programs. And so you can go to your state or call an advisor.
Yes.
I think some banks have.
Yes.
You can just go to the bank and arrange it. But what's important, I want everybody to realize, is that you do not have to be related to the child by blood or marriage. The money remains your money until or unless they go to college.
That's correct.
Okay? You do not have to pay state taxes on the interest that's grown.
You don't pay federal taxes on the interest that's grown.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't pay federal taxes.
You don't pay federal taxes on the interest that's grown.
That's correct.
And you get a state tax deduction.
Correct.
All right, now we get that. Okay, I'm trying to get it right. Okay.
And look, a lot of information we're throwing out. Once again, you can call in. You can call my office. We can talk about it. Or if you have your own advisor. Because there are plenty of ways, and we're going to get into more ways that you can save for college. It's really about finding what's right for you in your situation.
And once again, would you repeat those very shocking numbers of how much colleges cost now?
Yes, this is a study that was done, and we're looking at the average. And once again, I always stress this is the average. So the average means there's some that are a lot cheaper, there's some that are a lot more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
For a four-year public college
per year
is $23,400.
Wow.
For a four-year private college, that number is $46,200, and it's estimated that the cost of college increases anywhere between 4% and 6% per year.
That's amazing.
It is.
Now, tell us also again what the name of the program is where you can, quote, I'm using the term, freeze the college amount in the state.
The prepaid college trust.
Prepaid college trust. What is that?
Explain that. Most states have that where, it, like I said, it's backed by whatever state you're in, their legislation, where they will let you freeze the cost or buy in at today's rates for the cost of college.
So if you have a six-year-old child and you assume that he's going to be ready to go to college.
Correct.
12 years from now.
Correct.
You can say, okay, if it costs $23,000 right now,
right,
I can get into this program, and
for
12 years
price.
From now, he will pay $23,000 regardless of what the then
cost
tuition
is. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. These are state-run plans, and you have to be a resident of that particular state to get into the plan. Your contributions are pooled, so it's not like you have your own account. They are pooled in with everybody else who's contributing to this fund. And generally, there's a certain rate of return that's guaranteed, and the funds can be used at participating colleges. Typically, they're state universities.
Mm-hmm.
Some states will allow you to take the funds outside of that state.
Oh, okay.
And there's certain credits and formulas that they use to allow you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way, like I said, to lock in the cost. And they tell you to lock in the cost. This is how much you have to contribute each month or each year into the plan.
I see. That's still very useful.
Yes.
for making sure your children can,
yes,
go to college.
And most states have these. So when you look up your state's 529 plan, you'll generally see two options. One that gives you the flexibility with investments, and the other where you have sort of this is how much you have to put in the prepaid trust plan.
Okay, that's excellent. Let me give out your website once more also, because you say you have a lot of this information on your,
yes,
website.
Oh, yes.
Okay, it's www.ajwfinancial.net. That's www.ajwfinancial.net. And you can call in today, now. 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Now, I want to move to, if children are already teenagers, is it,
yes,
too late to start saving?
It's not too late, but as I tell parents who come in, you have to have realistic expectations. We always want you to start as early as possible, but if for some reason, with circumstances, you're waiting late, then no, it's not too late. You can still set up any one of these accounts. You could put money in there. You don't have as much time for it to grow as if you started earlier, but having something available is better than nothing, and here's,
mm-hmm,
why. I pulled some numbers from a website, debt.org.
Mm.
Currently, there is over $1.2 trillion in student loan debt,
wow,
out there.
That's a huge amount of money.
The student debt amount occurred every second is $3,000.
Every second?
Every second. So right now, boom, somebody just got $3,000 in student loan debt.
Wow, that's
and
a
the
lot.
Average debt for a 2014 college grad is $33,000.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
And that's a low average because, as I say, a lot of people I see coming to the office, we're looking at, especially if they're in professional careers, attorneys, doctors, it's well into the six figures.
Well, now tell me something else. If you are diligent and you save money for your kids' college, does that negatively impact their ability to get scholarships when they go to college?
Not necessarily scholarships, unless there are some need-based scholarships. So if they're merit-based scholarships, then no, because it's based on what their grades are, community activities, things of that nature. Need-based scholarships, it can.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it can have some effect on financial aid,
mm-hmm,
but there are some ways, and we'll talk about some ways to save where it doesn't.
How is that? Well, let's go into that. How do you do that? Tell me.
One of the best ways to do that is to use what we call the cash value of a life insurance policy.
All right. Talk
because
to me about that.
Generally, that is not reported on the FAFSA form. On the FAFSA form, you list
What's
all of
FAFSA
you.
What's the FAFSA form?
It's the form to qualify you for financial aid that has to be filled out every year.
Uh-huh.
So every year, and I think the due date is usually either February or March. You have to have this form turned in. And this goes through a financial aid system, goes through your school. So reports your parents' income, their assets, your income, your assets. And that determines how much financial aid is available to you.
Okay. Okay.
Now, here's the thing. You know, we always get kind of caught up in, well, I don't want anything to negatively impact the financial aid. But what we're finding, most financial aid packages are really just loan packages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very few are grants. It's really loans. So you're putting yourself in a hole because you're relying on this financial aid, thinking you're getting something great, where all you're going to get is a bill once you finish school.
Right.
So
right.
Having money saved can help negate that bill. So don't be afraid of something impacting financial aid if it's going to be better off for you in the long run.
Yeah.
But going
yeah.
back to what I was saying, the cash value of life insurance is something that's generally not reported on the FAFSA form.
Okay.
And
it's
not
okay.
generally counted towards financial aid.
Okay. Tell my audience, because I get a lot of people coming in with, I'm going to say, the wrong kind of insurance. Okay. I'm just going to say it. All right. No, insurance people don't like to hear that. But it annoys me when people have been paying for years and you find out they only get a payoff if they die in an accident.
Oh,
or, you know what I mean? Or
right,
they only get a payoff
if
you lose your job and you're already 80 years old. And I've seen that happen, you know? What kind of insurance are we talking about that builds cash value? Because I know people who, when they have a grandchild, mm-hmm. you know, they go buy an insurance policy. Mm-hmm. As soon as that child is born, they buy a policy. But what kind of policy should you buy? Because that's important.
I'm going to discuss a strategy that we use with our clients.
Okay.
What we will say to our clients who are generally young, healthy, we have the parent take out the insurance policy on themselves.
Okay. Okay.
And mm-hmm. then with that policy, it serves two purposes. If they die before that child reaches college, the death benefit can be used to help pay for that child's education. But then we use a policy that builds cash value, a whole life, a universal life, a variable universal life, an index universal life. Some type of policy that builds cash value so that they're still alive, mm-hmm. that cash value can be used to help cover the cost of college.
Very good. Very good. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back and talk about this more. Okay? Thank you.
News updates on the web at WOLDCnews.com.
I can make an impact in the world. As young people think that we can't make a difference, but not only we can make a difference, but sometimes we can make the biggest difference.
We wanted to be the doers and we wanted to be the changers.
You just have to find something that you're passionate about and use your talents and your abilities to volunteer.
Volunteering doesn't have to be a chore.
It really is a reward in itself.
It helps you get farther in life.
There is no better feeling than helping somebody else.
You could see one person smile. You could tell they needed that smile, and it could really change and open up your heart to new things.
A lot of things are really competitive about individual achievement. Volunteering is a way to take a step back from that.
See a need, gather friends, and change the world.
Changing someone's world.
It happens now. This is the time. And this is when you learn, so why not start?
Are you a young volunteer making a difference? Apply for the Prudential Spirit of Community Award. Visit spirit.prudential.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Welcome, NBA fans. Tonight's NBA
Man, nothing beats seeing an NBA game in person.
Hey, buddy, thanks again for driving. So, where are our seats?
Oh, we're sitting right around the corner.
Hey, but before we do anything, let me stop for a second at the designated driver booth and make the pledge.
Excuse me, sir. Did you say designated driver?
Yeah, I'm the designated driver tonight.
Congratulations. You are a winner. And for being the designated driver and always buckling up every trip, every time, you have won the adoration of your friends and family who will get home safely from the game.
Cool.
Your prize also includes the gratitude of all of the drivers on the road who won't have to fear for their lives. And finally, you've won the chance to follow your favorite NBA team to the NBA Finals, because responsibility has its rewards.
Woo! Yeah!
To find out more, visit the designated driver booth at the arena or visit rhir.org. A message from this station and Team Coalition.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Good morning and welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Now for today's show, here's attorney Ethel Mitchell.
Hello, welcome back. This is your host, attorney Ethel Mitchell. We are...
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing.
Having a conversation about college and making college a reality for those you love. And we have an expert with us, Mr. Nicholas Abrams of AJW Financial. His website is ajwfinancial.net. And he's giving us a lot of information about how to make sure that you have money for college, for your child, your grandchild, your godchild, your anybody that
niece,
you want,
nephew.
Niece, nephew, it could be anybody that you want to benefit. And you were just telling us how to use cash value in insurance.
Yes.
Tell us more about that, please. And please do call in if you have questions. Call 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Go on. Tell us what kind of insurance, because it's important to know.
As we were going into break, we were talking about the different types of insurance policies that build cash value. One of them is whole life, most people are familiar with. Where it builds cash value at a guaranteed rate. There's universal life. There's also policies called variable universal life, which is not a guaranteed rate of return on the cash value, but provides some flexibility. There's index universal life. So there are different types of policies out there that's available that will build cash value. And what happens, that cash value grows in over the time, and you're putting money in there. And when your child reaches college age, you can use a portion of that cash value to help pay for that college education.
Very good. I know that we had Douglas Ease on,
right,
who wrote the book Intergenerational Wealth.
Yes.
And he is a very big proponent of using insurance and cash value almost as a bank.
Oh, yes, and that's a whole nother issue for business owners. It's used a lot
as a way. So you can use it as a business owner?
Yes.
Can you arrange, like, if you're an employee at a company and they offer this kind of insurance, can you arrange for that to happen?
You can, but most cases, it's better if you do it outside of your employer, because this is something you want to make sure that you have total control of, and if you leave your employer, you just don't want any mix-up. So
that's a good idea.
We generally encourage people to do this a separate strategy, and once again, I'll be happy to talk to some of the listeners in more detail. They want to call the office, but it's a great strategy to use. And once again, generally these funds do not count against you for financial aid.
That's a biggie. That's a very biggie. Because I remember having neighbors years ago when I lived in the Caribbean who had a lot of grandchildren. Right. And I we got to talking one time, and they had just had a new grandchild born. They were so excited. And I remember the man saying to me, yep, and we went and bought the insurance policy. As soon as that child was born, they bought the policy, you know? Yeah. Another thing, in my own family, we decided that I got a big family. So we decided that instead of paying all this money every birthday for all the various children we have in the family, we set up college funds for them.
You know, that's a great point, because people, you know, we start talking about saving for college. Oh, I don't have the money.
Yeah.
Well, if it's a priority, you'll find the money. You know, instead of buying those new Jordans, put some money into the college plan. Instead of Christmas time, buying all those toys. I mean, I have two kids myself, and I get on my own family members. Stop buying that stuff that's going to sit there. My oldest son has stuff from 2 years ago that hasn't even opened yet. Put the money in his college plan.
That's what we tell all the adults.
Yes.
Instead of spending $20, $30, $40, $50, $100 for birthdays
plan.
And stuff like that. You know, each child we set up a college fund for. We made sure their parent was not the guardian for that fund. Okay. And then everybody knows who manages whose fund.
Right. I mean,
send that $20 or $30, whatever it is, and it adds up nicely.
Yes, it does. So there are ways to start saving to have something. It pains me when, you know, I see kids who are trying to go to college and
they're
their
struggling.
Parents haven't saved anything. I'm like, you got to put something away.
Yeah.
It's going to be here.
Okay. We have a caller. Sherry? Hello?
Hello. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. I'm calling about an annuity. Can you explain and then define annuities and the pluses and minuses regarding them?
Okay. Annuities are an investment vehicle, and there are different types. There are some that are fixed annuity. And let me kind of go back. Annuities are issued by an insurance company. And what it is, you put money into the annuity. It can either be a fixed annuity or a variable annuity. Fixed annuity, the insurance company tells you this is the rate of interest that your money grows. And it's guaranteed to grow at that rate. A variable annuity, you have different investment options called subaccounts, which are tied to the stock market. So you can create your own portfolio within that annuity. One of the benefits and best things about an annuity is that at retirement, you can use that money and get a guaranteed income stream backed by the insurance company for the rest of your life.
So you get paid extra, you get a check.
Get a check every month. So it's a way to provide yourself with an additional pension plan or set up your own type of pension plan.
Okay, very good. Did that help you, Sherry?
Yeah, it does. Now, what about those stocks? If you buy the stocks, can you sell them from the annuity?
No, what it is, each annuity has their own list of what we call subaccounts that you can invest in. And each annuity company is different. Some might have 50, some might be 100. So your investments are tied to the subaccounts within that particular annuity. And you can switch from one subaccount to another. And I tell people that's where you need to talk to your advisor. If you're not comfortable with doing that, your advisor can help and walk you through that process.
Very good.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Ethel.
You're quite welcome. Quite welcome. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
I really would like people to call in because you got some really good information here. Very good information. Now, one of the things that I'm concerned about is How do you put money aside for young people or older people, for that matter, who may not want to go to college, but they want to pursue very well-paying, we used to call them trades,
right.
You know, electrician, plumbing, air conditioning, heating. I mean, there's always going to be a need for men and women who know how to fix things.
Correct.
And although, yes, you can become an engineer, you can go to college and stuff, but there's always going to be a need, and so that means there's always going to be a job
right.
making good money, you know, for people who want to do those kinds of things.
Okay.
They may not want to go to college.
Correct.
How do you, are there plans for making sure that you have money to do that, if that's what your child wants to do?
There are a couple ways you can do that. One of them is going back to what we just talked about, the cash value of life insurance, because it's not tied to college or education.
Oh, yeah.
It can be used for anything. So
okay.
It can be used to buy a car for your child. It can be used to send them to trade school, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And you as the parent or guardian maintain control. There are some other accounts you can set up where you maintain control for a period of time, but once that child becomes the age of majority, they take over the account.
Oh,
those
the
are your UGMA
yeah.
accounts.
Yeah, all banks have that.
Yes.
It's an account for a minor.
That's right.
It's uniform transfer or uniform gift to minor account.
That's right.
You can go into any bank and you can put money in there.
Correct.
The only problem with that, if it is a problem, is that when they reach either 18 or 21, depending
on
your
state,
they have absolute right to get their hands on that money.
They have the right to do whatever they want.
And sometimes they are not as reasonable as you want them to
do. So that's the risk there. So, as I said, there are a lot of different ways. Another way is if the parent has an account, maybe like a Roth IRA account.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the parent's name, and they choose to take a portion of that account. We don't always recommend that, but if you want to take a portion and help use for your child's education, whether it be for trade school or some other program, those funds can be accessed to do that as
okay,
well.
Without tax consequences, too. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about trust.
Oh, yes.
That you can use also for this.
Yes.
Okay, we'll be back. Thank you.
Updates on the web at WOLDCnews.com.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy. And giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Welcome, NBA fans. Tonight's NBA
Man, nothing beats seeing an NBA game in person.
Hey, buddy, thanks again for driving. So, where are our seats?
Oh, we're sitting right around the corner.
Hey, but before we do anything, let me stop for a second at the designated driver booth and make...
Excuse me, sir. Did you say designated driver?
Yeah, I'm the designated driver tonight.
Congratulations. You are a winner. And for being the designated driver and always buckling up every trip, every time, you have won the adoration of your friends and family who will get home safely from the game.
Cool.
Your prize also includes the gratitude of all of the drivers on the road who won't have to fear for their lives. And finally, you've won the chance to follow your favorite NBA team to the NBA Finals because responsibility has its rewards.
Woo! Yeah!
To find out more, visit the designated driver booth at the arena or visit rhir.org. A message from this station and Team Coalition.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. PB&J? Pigs in a blanket? Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
Good morning and welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Now for today's show, here's attorney Ethel Mitchell.
Welcome back. This is your host, attorney Ethel Mitchell. Welcome back to our conversation with Mr. Nicholas Abrams about making college a reality. My executive producer just told me that on Facebook, we have a Facebook page, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. She has linked, well, she's very busy. She's already got pictures up of Nicholas and I. And she's been sending out all kinds of information.
But they're good pictures. You know, sometimes you get those pictures where we're looking the wrong way, your eyes are closed. She picked some good pictures.
She's good. She's good. But she's also linked to a article. Where was it, Stacey, in Black Enterprise? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that talks about or gives information on organizations that make sure that children get in college and that they graduate, okay? And we also learned that there is a way when you go to college where you can pay or your parents can pay the loan as you go.
Yes.
So do you know about that, Nicholas?
Yeah, so let's kind of talk about, all right, we've talked about the savings and thing. What happens if, hey, things have happened and just haven't been able to save enough? What
then you just don't have enough to pay the whole thing. Right. Okay.
And kind of, and you just touched on a great point. What we tell a lot of parents is you don't have to save to pay the entire amount. Come up with an amount that you want to contribute to your child's education.
Mm-hmm.
It might be 50%. You might say, look, I'm saving for 50%. The other 50, they got to make it work out somehow, whether mm-hmm. it's through grants, loans, scholarship, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways and techniques that parents can use is when you go to the school, they have financing programs.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of writing that check twice a year, you pay that tuition payment monthly.
Okay.
That's an option of paying as well.
Very good.
One of the things, and I tell, you know, we've got to have this honest conversation. A four-year out-of-state college or university might not be the answer for your child.
Okay.
Maybe start off with the two-year community college.
Mm-hmm.
Let them go through that, and then look at programs to go through through the four-year school.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to have honest conversations, especially, and I'm going to preach for a second. I'm mm-hmm. not going to ask for the collection just yet.
Okay.
But in our community, we've got to start having that conversation with our children. Like, look, I can't afford to send you to Berkeley. I can't afford mm-hmm. to send you to Princeton. Now, if you want to get a scholarship,
mm-hmm.
if you want to work, if you want to research some scholarships, grants, and other ways to get there, work study, be my guest. But this is what I can do realistically.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is going to be on you, so it behooves you, baby, hey, let's take a look at some in-state schools, let's take a look at community college, and let's figure this thing out as we go along. Instead of going to these big schools, not being able to afford it, and then coming out with all of this student loan debt.
Right, right. I think that's very good, very realistic,
down-to-earth conversations. I told you my own personal story. When I was looking at schools, there was a big school in Florida I wanted to go to, an in-state school that I had never heard of that I applied to just because my mother made me apply to,
mm-hmm.
came back and offered me a partial scholarship. It was a no-brainer, and I'm so glad I made that decision because I came out of college very little debt, and I was able to enjoy myself because, well, for what my parents had to pay, they were able to pay most of it. And yeah, I didn't have to do a whole lot of work and struggle, and it was an enjoyable experience.
Right, right, right. I think that's great. That's great information. And you also mentioned you have a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old, so
this
subject
is
very dear to your heart.
Yes, I do. This is very dear to my heart. I mean, we started saving, and, you know, we're doing it. And, you know, one of the things that we get a lot, and I put this out on Facebook as I was preparing for the show yesterday, a lot of people in my situation, you know, hey, how do we save for college, this big bill that we know we're going to have?
It's coming.
And still save for everything else.
For retirement and for
yourself. You know, want to buy a home, things of that nature. And it goes back to...
Can you speak to that? How do you do that?
You have to prioritize things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tell people, you know, hey, I love my kids. I want the best for them. At the same time, I know at some point I'm going to need to retire. So retirement is sort of that number one goal. So we look at retirement first. You know, how do we save for that? Secondary goes into the college education.
Okay.
And so, you know, my plan, my wife and I, realistically, I'm not saving for the whole 4 years for my children.
Okay.
Just make a claim. I'm going to get you in the door. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you every opportunity I can. But at a certain point, you're going to have to take this thing over and make it work.
Right, right, right. I think that's realistic. That's realistic. I think I need to put in here, though, that there are trusts and other kinds of legal documents that I prepare.
Yes, because you are the expert.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there are things that people can do that a lot of people don't know about.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so let me just kind of talk about that very briefly, if I may. Anyone, regardless of your age, once you are an adult, you can have a trust created. Most trusts are revocable trust. And basically what that does is it says, as long as I'm alive, what's in it is for me. Mm-hmm. I am the trustee. The assets are mine, and I'm the sole beneficiary. Okay?
And that's very important. So, a lot of people don't understand that. We get people in our office who don't understand. They think a trust means they're giving everything away.
Not at all. Permanently. Not at all. Normally, the 99% of the time, the trusts that are created, you totally control the trust, you control the assets that are in the trust, and you are the sole beneficiary of those assets in that trust, okay? And then in the trust, you make provisions what's to happen to those assets when you die.
Okay.
And what you can do in your trust is say, if I have children or if I have grandchildren or nieces or nephews or friends that I want to benefit or schools or, you know, institutions that I want to benefit, then in that same trust, you provide that when I die, this is how my assets go. And you can say my life insurance policy is paid into that trust.
Okay.
My bank accounts are put into that trust. My house may be put into the trust.
Okay.
And so all of those things are put. You don't normally put your retirement account into your trust.
Correct.
Okay? But everything else feeds into this one big pot. And then it says, this is what you do with this money after my death. And that's where you can say, if I have 5 children, it divides into 5 parts. If I have 4 children and 2 grandchildren, for example, you can say it divides into 5 parts, one-fourth each for each child, and then 1 part for my grandchildren. It really depends on you. And then you can say, this is what I want, what I'm leaving for them to be used for. Because what a trust does is it continues to control the assets after your death. So you can say, for example, I'm pretty sure that my child can take care of food, clothing, housing. They'll keep a roof over their, you know, my grandchild's,
right,
you know, head and stuff like that. But education is the piece that's going to really be difficult, especially given the numbers that you get just gave. So the money that I'm leaving, I'm going to carve out a part of my trust or my estate and say X amount, either in numbers or in percentages, is to be held in trust for the educational expenses of my grandchildren or my niece, my nephew, my godchild, okay? And you can provide that this is only to be used for education. You can define education as broadly as you want. You can say it's for primary, secondary school, public or private, or you can say it's only for the higher education of the child, i.e. college or trade school. You can say, you can give your trustee, after you, permission to decide what is educational.
Really?
For the you can say whatever the trustee deems educational for the child.
Okay.
I have parents whose children are 40 and 50 years old, but their child may be very artistic.
Okay.
They may be very into music or whatever. And so the trustee is specifically authorized to pay for them to go on retreats, to take classes, to travel, to do things. And that's what that money is set aside for. And you can say, if they don't do these things with it, then what happens to it?
Okay?
You can say, if they don't use this money by the time they're 35 or whatever age you want, then either they get it outright or it goes somewhere else. Goes to my church. It goes to my school, you know, to make a scholarship in my name. You can really structure your trust to work the way you want it to work. Okay? And that's a huge benefit. There are other trusts also that you can create that is really for the child.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a little different.
Okay.
There's a different section of the code that governs that. And when we come back, I'll explain how that works, because that's another place where you can save money for the child. Okay?
Right.
And still, you know, have it available for whatever uses the child needs as they grow.
Creating generational wealth.
Absolutely.
That's important.
That's the idea. We'll be right back.
News Talk 1450 WOLAM, where information is power.
I can make an impact in the world. As young people think that we can't make a difference, but not only we can make a difference, but sometimes we can make the biggest difference.
We wanted to be the doers and we wanted to be the changers.
You just have to find something that you're passionate about and use your talents and your abilities to volunteer.
Volunteering doesn't have to be a chore.
It really is a reward in itself.
It helps you get farther in life.
There is no better feeling than helping somebody else.
You could see one person smile. You could tell they needed that smile, and it could really change and open up your heart to new things.
A lot of things are really competitive about individual achievement. Volunteering is a way to take a step back from that.
See a need, gather friends, and change the world.
Changing someone's world.
It happens now. This is the time. And this is when you learn, so why not start?
Are you a young volunteer making a difference? Apply for the Prudential Spirit of Community Award. Visit spirit.prudential.com.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We're having a very, very interesting conversation about making college a reality, how you can save money to make sure that your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, anyone that you want to make sure has a college education or some kind of an education, you can put it aside. We've had Mr. Abrams, Nicholas Abrams, of AJW Financial Partners, LLC, to talk to us about 529 plans and, you know, other kinds of plans that are set up by the state and so forth. I was telling about trusts that you can create where it's your own trust, and when you die, your money or your assets are used in the way that you want, and you can define how that is. And one of the beauties of that is you can say, you know, my grandchildren, and then what's not left over, what is left over, rather, is for the next generation, for their children.
That's correct.
Okay, so that's it's another way of creating intergenerational wealth. You can even say, now you got to be practical, okay, but you can even say if there's enough money being passed down that they can only use the income or the interest that's generated, and so the principal is there to grow. Okay, and that's how on another program, I mentioned that the wealthiest family in the United States was interviewed by Forbes earlier this year, and they were taught never to touch the principal.
Yes.
So for six or seven generations, they started with $12,000, and now it's literally billions of dollars, but it's enough money for them to live off of.
And we've seen it with clients coming in using life insurance to fund
Yes, yes,
and
that's
using
a biggie.
That death benefit, investing the money,
investing
using
that money
to
do what needs to be done, but not touching the principal.
Don't touch the principal, and just trust that generational wealth.
And I said on the last program last week, you have to teach your children.
Yes.
That's their obligation is only to use the income, not the principal. You don't go buy a bigger house or a car.
Yes.
And you are to increase what is left to you. That is what it is for.
It's the
family
trust.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other kind of trust that I did want to just briefly mention is they used to call it a kiddie trust. Mm-hmm. But you create the trust for the child.
Mm-hmm.
And you put in money for the child, and what often the technique that is used is, you know, wealthy families or families that just have the money, they put in whatever the maximum gift, the amount that's exempt from gift tax.
Right,
so
right
now it's $14,000.
Yes.
So every year they would put in $14,000 or whatever amount you want, even $5,000, $1,000, whatever it is. So just think about it. If you start when a child is 1 year old, at 10 years old, there's $140,000 in there
not
already.
Not including any interest.
Not even including the interest, okay? And because it's in the child's name, whatever interest or income is going to be at the child's rate,
right,
which is much lower than your rate. The kicker with this one is when they reach 18, they have a one-time chance to take the money out. Of course they understand, because you make it clear that if they take the money out, they don't get any more, okay? But if they leave that money in there, you continue to fund it.
Yeah.
And what that does is it means that, number one, there's money for them.
Yes.
And number two, that money is out of your estate. So if you have a large estate, you're reducing your estate that's subject to estate tax, and yet getting that money to where you want it to go. And so that can become another source of money for them to go to college and so on like that. And you know, you still maintain control of it.
You know, one of the things, Ethel, families have to work together on this. And it's something that a lot of families are not doing, especially in our community. really working together to help ensure that the next generation is better off than the current generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I'm grateful for, my wife had an aunt that did not have any kids, but when she died, she split her money between her niece's kids.
Yeah.
And my kids benefited from that as well, which money went right into their college fund. Those are the things we need to look at doing.
Yeah.
And also making gifts to different funds, setting up trust, things of that nature. Those are things that are very powerful that we have to look at doing if we want to succeed and grow and further ourselves along better and better and create that generational wealth,
which we can do. We can do it.
And the stuff that you're saying is totally, it's invaluable, and I hope people are listening.
And I hope they do something about it. You got to do something with this. The other thing that people don't realize is that if you have enough money, and you don't, I'm not talking about millions of dollars, and then you could get professional assistance in managing the money, and you can even have a bank or an institution, a trust company, to become, I prefer a co-trustee with somebody in the family where an institution is managing the money, they're keeping the accounts, they're making sure the tax, you know, returns are done, and that money continues to be there for the next generation.
Yes.
So that's just something that I want people to know about. Are there a few final points you want to make before, because this time has gone so quick,
but
I think we've
really quickly
really you know, shared a lot of good information.
What I want to tell people, you know, there's a lot of access to information out there. You've heard of a lot of things today and each week on your show, Ethel, the way you educate your guests. I can't thank you enough because I'm big on financial literacy. Call a professional if you have any questions. You've got two people. You've got an attorney, financial planner right here. Wherever you are, if you have a financial planner, talk to them about these things. If you don't, get one. Have somebody take a look at where you are and help them to guide you to where you need to be. There are a lot of tools and techniques. There's still a lot of other avenues for college funding we couldn't even get into on the show that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say talking to a professional can really help you find what's best for you and your family.
Right. And if the professional you're talking to can't help you, find another one.
That's right.
You know, find another one till you find somebody that is suitable for you and is achieving your objectives.
That's correct.
Okay, because this is your money that you work for.
That's correct.
So you want to do that. You really want to do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let me repeat once more. Your website is ajwfinancial.net.
That's correct.
Okay. Nicholas can be reached at 410-740-6844. He has a Maryland location in Columbia, Maryland, and in Washington, D.C. as well.
That's correct. We're on Facebook, AJW Financial. We have a Facebook page. As I said, please feel free to give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you, see how we can help you out.
That's great. That's great. Thank you for coming.
Thank you
very much. Okay. I wanted to, you know, at the end of the show, I like to do what's called good news. This is not exactly good news, but I want to share it. The Wall Street Journal on Thursday, July 16th, had a very interesting article on the front page called Police Misconduct Cost Soars. And one of the things that they quoted was that in 2014, 10 cities paid out $248.7 million to settle cases of police misconduct. In 2013, they paid out more than $200 million. Over the past 5 years, 10 cities have paid out $1.2 billion to settle cases having to do with police misconduct. So, you know, a lot of it is resolving decades-old police misconduct. In, I think it was Texas, they found out that, you know, policemen were torturing people and stuff to get confessions. And so they have released quite a few of those persons. In 1989, there were five black and Hispanic men arrested for the rape of a jogger, and they found out later that they didn't have anything to do with it, but they were in jail all that time. Somebody else came forward and admitted to it, and they did DNA and found out that, yeah, they really didn't, like they said before. So these men got $1 million per year that they were in jail, okay? So I wanted to just share this with people because, you know, we kind of get discouraged sometimes that you keep hearing about these bad things that police do, and there's a feeling that they'll never change or nothing's ever going to be done about it or whatever. But you need to know that there really is a consistent, persistent effort being made and actually happening to try to, you know, bring some kind of change, okay? So make sure that you listen in next week. I'll have more information for you. We'll be back at 8:30 and at 9. This is me, Ethel Mitchell, signing off, and hope you have a very good week. Have a good day. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another informative broadcast. To reach Attorney Mitchell, you may do so by calling 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. Or log on to her website, www.lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com.
WOL Washington, WTRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMNJ HD2 Bethesda, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's swiller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later.
For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Welcome, NBA fans. Tonight's NBA.
Man, nothing beats seeing an NBA game in person.
Hey, buddy, thanks again for driving. So, where are our seats?
Oh, we're sitting right around the corner.
Hey, but before we do anything, let me stop for a second at the designated driver booth and make the pledge.
Excuse me, sir, did you say designated driver?
Yeah, I'm the designated driver tonight.
Congratulations, you are a winner. And for being the designated driver and always buckling up every trip, every time, you have won the adoration of your friends and family who will get home safely from the game.
Cool.
Your prize also includes the gratitude of all of the drivers on the road who won't have to fear for their lives. And finally, you've won the chance to follow your favorite NBA team to the NBA Finals because responsibility has its rewards.
Woo! Yeah!
To find out more, visit the designated driver booth at the arena or visit RHIR.org. A message from this station and Team Coalition.
It's the number one talk show in the city that's number one. Keeping Up with the Joneses, Mike, Cornell, and the gang will be right back on WOL. Where information is power.
Oh, what's that? The Temptation.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a long intro.
It is an intro.
All right. Anyway.
That's it. I remember that.